Time is now 8:36, and just as we do every Friday morning here on WHTC in the morning, it's time for Coffee with the Mayor, who's going to give us a road report. You're on the roads right now, aren't you, Mayor?
Indeed I am.
Pulled over to the side, talking safe, not texting and driving, right?
There's no texting and driving.
Good man, good man. Where are you at today?
Headed back. I was at the State of the State address last evening at the auto show yesterday morning, State of the State last night, and so headed back to town.
Very good, very good. So you're heading over off of what, I-96 right now?
Yep, 96. Probably, 20, 30 miles east of Kent County.
All right. Well, you've got some snow to tend with. Closer to the lake we come, the more snow we're going to get. You're going to find that here over the next hour or so as you come back to the lakeshore. Well, just had a caller call in a couple of minutes ago, and she wanted to know about the renovations at Windmill Island, how things are going out there.
Things are going quite well. The windmill itself is completed, and there will be work being done in the next year or so on the carousel. We're still doing some final bit of raising of funds for the bridge activity and some of the pathway stuff, but we're pretty confident that come spring to summerish we'll have wrapped up the fundraising effort, and then most importantly, by 2015, when Windmill Island celebrates its 50th anniversary and the windmill's 50th year in Holland, we'll have kind of this grand reopening with the work. If not all completed, certainly then the plan's in place to get it done in the near future.
Awesome, awesome. Now, for our listeners that may not remember, when did the fundraising actually start? How long has this been going on?
A little bit less than a year.
Okay.
We did some quiet things ahead of time, but really kind of around tulip time last year is when we kicked off the very public part of it.
So the windmill is done, and it's going to be just so beautiful when it's all done over there. Cannot wait.
It's a great space. I had a chance to chat briefly with the governor last night after the State of the State address, and even amongst other things we chatted about, he asked how the windmill was coming. And,
oh, nice.
So I suspect that when he's here for tulip time, assuming he is, it will be something that hopefully he'll get a chance to at least drive past.
For sure, for sure. Now, a couple of listeners have also called and asked about the new Holland City logo. Tell us how that came about.
Sure. For many years, I think we've sort of had this muddled kind of brand identity for the city of Holland. And, sometimes we use sort of an iteration of the city seal. Other times we had two or three different versions of the windmill, and really it just was it was beyond time for a freshening of how we present ourselves as a city government to whether it's people of the state of Michigan, across the country, around the world, and so we sort of did a few things to think about how we might be able to freshen that logo. Ultimately, we worked with Adam Weiler, who is a very fine graphic designer, and he and his wife run the Ambrose Studio right on River Avenue in downtown Holland. And Adam just really went to town and began thinking about a whole different variety of ways and options to put the thing together. I know that we're going to be putting together a short video to talk about Adam's how he went about the process, the thoughts that went behind the various components of it. But ultimately, he gave us some options. A group of us sat down, looked at them, talked about it for probably a good 6 months on and off, began showing it to various people, and ultimately got somewhere where we're comfortable. We like it. We think it has a good meaning, and ultimately we think it's going to be kind of a fresh and a distinctive way to brand the city around the country.
Very nice. So there were a number of different logos presented to you, or was it mainly this logo, and you kind of transformed a little bit as you discussed it?
Early on in the stage, there was probably had 20 to 30 different options. He whittled it down to about his favorite five or six, and then the group sort of focused in on what ultimately became the one that we selected. It got tweaked a little bit from there on, but it's certainly he's a very talented graphic designer. Very thorough, very thoughtful, and he was able to put together a whole plan and a whole investigative process that I had no idea that these kinds of things would typically be done when you think about doing graphic design. But he's a very impressive fellow.
Yeah, very cool. It came out really, really nice. And you can see that on our website if you want to check that out, whtc.com. And let's talk about a few housekeeping things around the city of Holland. With the snow and all that, I would imagine we're asking people to keep those fire hydrants clear, things like that, right?
Absolutely. Now, we did have a little bit of break last week with the rain and the warmer temperatures, so some of those banks did melt a bit. But, no, if you have a fire hydrant close to your house, take an extra few minutes, if you would, and dig around it. Ultimately, we don't want the firefighters, well, let's put it this way, you don't want the firefighters having to dig out a fire hydrant if your house is on fire.
That's right.
So, a little bit of preventative maintenance, if you will, makes everything go a whole lot better in the hopeful event that it doesn't happen, but the event that you actually need to get out the fire hydrant.
Yep, the just in case, right?
Just in case.
Yep, for sure. All right, what else is going on in the city? Anything else you want to touch on before we let you go and get back to driving?
Sure. Well, I think that two more things. One of them is salt supplies. We whittled through close to the first round of our salt. We do have some contracts for some additional salt. We're going to make sure that we got plenty of salt to get us through this snowy winter.
Good.
Secondly, I think just a couple of things from the state of the state last night that really I found interesting and maybe people in specifically Holland might find interesting. One of them was the governor's discussion on invasive species. For so long, we've dealt with this question of the Asian carp coming in through the Chicago Channel. And, candidly, in my opinion at least, I don't think the Army Corps has been aggressive enough. I don't think the federal government's been aggressive enough, and I know that the state of Illinois has been very concerned about the effect of altering those channels and canals on its economy. So I'm pleased that the governor sort of seemed to be fed up with it and said, you know what, we have to act even if we can't get total consensus of all the players, because we are, after all, the Great Lakes state.
That's for sure.
The second thing I thought was interesting, especially from a local perspective, is the governor's discussion on pre-K education, preschool education. And I would love to know what the folks at Ready for School thought about those proposals. I suspect that they were pleased with them. That has been a big piece of our local talent. And talent, economic, and social development programs has been this really groundbreaking effort to work on getting all of our children in the area ready for kindergarten, so that then they can begin the process of being educated, and it helps us all very much in the long run. So I think those are two key points, especially for those of us in Holland, and we'll see what happens.
So overall, were you pretty impressed with the governor's speech last night?
Yeah, I thought it was a strong speech. It's election year, so it seemed a little bit more retrospective and where we've been, where we're going, and what we've accomplished. I think that tells a good story. The end of the speech, where the governor painted kind of the dashboard numbers, the trends that are on the positive, was long and impressive. And, I think that there was a good vibe in Lansing. Anytime any governor of any party gives a speech at the State of the State, there's a certain pageantry that accompanies it. And whether or not you support that particular governor, it's one of those great times during the year where just have a certain amount of pride in the pageantry of democracy.
Well, Governor Snyder has never struck me as being somebody who's constantly on the campaign trail. Do you feel the same way?
Completely. I mean, I think he campaigns only because he has to, not because he enjoys it.
Yep, I get the same feeling.
He'd much rather be doing the work of governing, not just for the next 4 years, but really his goal is, what does Michigan look like in 25 or 30 years from now? And he talks about dog years, and this is a guy who, he campaigns only because he has to and not because he enjoys it.
Dog years. All right. Hopefully it doesn't take you a number of dog years to get back to the lakeshore. You drive safe, all right?
Will do. Thanks, Brent.
All right, you betcha. Holland Mayor Kurt Dykstra right there joining us on the phone this morning. It's Coffee with the Mayor. We do that each and every Friday morning right here on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station. And it's brought to you by Cunningham Dahlman.